Lord, we praise you. We lift up your name, Lord Jesus. We love you. We worship you. You came down from your throne and you offered yourself without resistance, without complaining, without just moaning and groaning. You gave your life for us, Jesus, and we forever will worship you. Thank you so much, Lord God. Lord, I pray that whoever's listening would be blessed, Lord Jesus, that they would know how much you love them and how good you are, how just merciful and kind and full of desire toward your people, Lord Jesus. So I pray that anyone listening would know that. And we just bless your name. In your name, amen. Hello, welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan. You can find in the upper right-hand corner, if you go to the actual website, a iTunes link. You can just click on that and subscribe. Or you can go to iTunes directly on your iDevice, an iPad, iPhone, or even just iTunes iStore, and just type in Michael Ryan's. And then for audio booze, instead of, you don't have to write audio, you can just write booze, B-O-O-S, or B-O apostrophe S, and Michael Ryan's booze, and you can follow up, subscribe. So, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 25, verse starting at verse 14, and now, it's so important to know the Lord Jesus. It's so vital to understand your Master, Jesus Christ, because how you see him will impact your walk. You know, the way people get brought into the faith really impacts how they continue in the faith. If people just see Jesus as fire insurance and He's just my way to get to heaven. He died for my sins. Now I'm saved. Okay, so now I go and plug myself into a church and read the Bible when I can and try to live holy. And the Gospels, you know, that was the beginning. So I'm past that now. I heard it. I believed it. I'm moving on. The boat's going to be missed. The boat's going to be missed. So here's a parable to me that I'm convinced, at least, that this is one interpretation of it. Maybe there are others. Maybe this isn't even what Jesus had in mind. I don't know. But a parable, the essence of it is taking from the natural and seeing something spiritual. So praise God. If we see something spiritual that's glorifying Jesus and growing in knowledge of Jesus, then it's useful and it's edifying. So let's start. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. Immediately the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and gained 5 more talents. In the same manner, the one who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more. But he who received the 1 talent went away and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. Now, after a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came up and brought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I've gained 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Also, the one who had received the 2 talents came up and said, Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Oh, I love that. And the one also who had received the 1 talent came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. And I was afraid and went away and hid your talent in the ground. See, you have what is yours. But his master answered and said to him, you wicked, lazy slave, you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have put my money in the bank, and on my arrival I would have received my money back with interest. Therefore, take away the talent from him and give it to the one who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more shall be given. And he who will have an abundance from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, as in most of my podcasts, I don't get real deep into the background. You know, this isn't meant to be, you know, a real in-depth Bible study. The point of this is just to kind of quickly just present the word, look for Jesus Christ, lift him up, worship him, see him, apply it to your walk, and encourage you to go dig deeper on your own. Now, I will say that this parable is coming on the heels of another parable with the 10 virgins. I encourage you to go check that out, again, for future context of what's going on. Jesus talking about the kingdom and being aware, being alert. And I think this talent has a lot to do with being alert and making the most of what you have, because the time is drawing near when the master returns. But there's something about this I want you to see that's also relevant for your walk right now. Right now. So this master, just appreciate that this master is Jesus Christ. He is our master. And he gives away talents, and you can think these are talents, they're literal talents, they're sort of abilities, you know, I mean, whatever it may be, he's given us something. I like to think he's given us his Holy Spirit. He's given us his Holy Spirit. That's the best gift he's given us. I mean, we have spiritual gifts that come with the Holy Spirit. We know that from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So, but he's given us a gift, and I believe that... but in any case, in this situation, he gives 5 talents out to this man. And notice how it says that he entrusted. He entrusted his possessions to them. In verse 14, it says, for it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. When you entrust something to somebody, that's a vulnerable thing to do. You don't just entrust things to strangers or people you don't care about. You must have some confidence in them. There must be something positive about them that you see. You know, it's humbling. If someone entrusts something to me, I'm humbled by that action. You know, I feel like, hey, they're giving me something of theirs to use. I mean, it says something good of them. And likewise, the people who received the talents, they immediately went and did something with them, right? So we know where this is going. They went and they did something with them, and they made the return back on it. And what's important, at least for me, is the kind of exchange that happens between the master and his servants when he comes back. He says, the one who received 5 talents came up and bought 5 more talents, saying, Master, you entrusted 5 talents to me. See, I have gained 5 more talents. And the second one said to him, it came up to him and said, Master, you entrusted 2 talents to me. See, I have gained 2 more talents. And notice how both of those people, they got it. He entrusted it to me. Therefore, this person is kind and good, and he's giving me something of himself. I must be special to him. You see, they had a clear picture of who their Messiah was. They had a clear picture of who their master was. And the response was, I want to go out and work for him. I want to go out and do something positive with what he's given me. I want to go and make an impact, because he's made an impact on me. He's made me alive. He's done something in me, and I want to go and do something with it. But then notice the person who received one talent. You know, they had a completely distorted view of who the master was. Completely distorted. They didn't see him as good. They didn't understand it was entrusted. Everyone came and said, the first thing they said was, you entrusted, and this is what I did with it. But what did he say to him? He came up and said, Master, I knew you to be a hard man. How does he know him to be a hard man? I mean, and then he says to him, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. It's like, and even if he really had the faith, because, you know, you can say not only did he not know his master, he didn't even have faith in his master. Because even if he had that distorted knowledge that he does those things, that he's a hard man and he gathers where he doesn't, sow, it's he didn't even act on that. The master saying, if you knew that, you would have put my money in the bank and let me get interest. If you really thought that I did those things, you would have at least put my money in the bank. You would have done something. If you would have had the faith, if you would have really seen and known me, you would have done something. If you had the correct knowledge and the faith in who I am, it would have provoked you to do something, even if it was just going and putting it in the bank. But hiding it. And the result therein was to be, you know, what he had was taken away and he was punished. And, you know, I encourage you, do you know your master, Jesus Christ? He says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. And he'll say, but I never knew you. And they'll say, but we've done all these things. We've cast out demons in your name. We've done all these. He said, but I never knew you. Depart from me, you doers of evil, of wickedness. It's important to really understand the goodness of our Savior, of our Messiah, to sit before him and just praise him and lift him up. And you know what? It's praise and worship that really helps you to understand how good our Master is. It really is. Because our default is to forget that God is good. That's our default. Because we live in a world where we don't see God physically. All we see is the problems. We turn on the news. We see the rapes. We see the genocides. We see the wars. We see the greed. We see the selfishness. We see the manipulation. We see the abuse, the sexual abuse, the domestic abuse. We see the violence. We see the drugs and the lives it's destroying. We see the poverty. It's easy to forget about God existing. We come to work. We have bills, we have problems, we have weights of emotions that we have that we carry. We have flaws and weaknesses. We have relationships that are difficult. It's very hard to see that the Lord is good when we're in a world that's just full of evil. But when you lose sight of who the Lord is, it completely messes up your relationship with him and your ability to share him and be the light you need to be. And I want to share something else with you. The person that had two talents and the person that had five talents, they didn't spend their time complaining about what little they had. They simply saw that it was good. They simply saw that their master was good. And that was enough for them. And God used that. Do you understand? He used their perspective on him. Because I see, it's just my opinion, I see it as an act of worship. I see it that way. You know, we saw you to be good, and we praised you. And here's how we praised you. It says they came up to him. You know, I imagine them coming up to him gleefully. I think they went up to him with gladness. Hey, you gave us this. This is what we gave back to you because you're so awesome. Because you're so good. You know, I mean, they could have sat there and said, man, only five? Two? Come on, man. Like, you know, they could have had that kind of attitude. What kind of attitude do you have about what the Lord's given you? You know, do you believe that he's blessed you right now in your life? It says, blessed be the Lord God who's daily loaded us with benefits. It says that in Psalms. Do you see your daily load of benefits? I mean, if you just looked at the cross in of itself, the fact that he died and shed his blood for you, was being whipped and beaten and tortured, gave us life, came back, and now he lives in you next to all your sinful baggage. That's not even good enough. I mean, that's just a blessing to just talk about forever. But he gives even more. He gives even more of himself. Do you see those things? Are you fixing your eyes on Jesus Christ, worshiping him, praising him for his goodness, and letting him reveal even more of it to you? Because when you fix your eyes on him, he reveals himself to you. So I will pray that you get a clear picture, get your eyes singular and clear on the Lord Jesus Christ. Look towards him. Look towards him. And understand him. Because if you get distracted by other things, even if they're other good things, they won't produce the fruit in you that the Lord intends to produce. Amen? They won't be the life for you that you need. It's good to read the Bible. It's better to read the Bible and see Jesus. It's good to listen to Christian music. It's better to praise the Lord to that music, to deliberately praise Jesus Christ. It's good to talk about spiritual things with other people, but it's better to share Jesus and what he did with people. Amen. It's all about Jesus and giving him the glory and worship. That's what we're going to do in heaven, and that's what we do right now. That's how we fix our eyes in him. You can worship the Lord through song. You can worship him through just prayer, through word, through meditating, through your thoughts. You can worship him by reading. You can worship him by your behavior. There's so many ways you can lift up the Lord, and he blesses that. And you don't need to be holy. You don't need to be fixed before you do it. Come to him in your weakened state. Come to him in your sinful state and worship him. He'll change you. But you have to know that he's good. He says, I am a rewarder of them who diligently seek me. You know, it's like we must know that he will do what he says he will do, and he will show up, and he will show up with his presence and his reward. So praise God. I just pray that people would know you, God, and understand you and love you and desire to see your goodness, to taste and see that the Lord Jesus is good indeed. And God, I just would ask that you'd pour your Holy Spirit out in whoever's listening, that they would desire to make the most of your goodness, Lord, and to bear fruit in you, Lord, by you. That they would run to just worship you because you're that good to them. That they'd see what you did on the cross as good for them. They see that their salvation, that they're going to heaven, was good for them. Lord, I pray that they would see that. In your name, amen.